Time for the Mendocino Coast Health Report with an update from Mendocino Coast Clinics. And joining us, as always, on Thursday mornings, the Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics, Lucretia Renteria. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
Well, last week when we spoke, things were continuing to look up. People were getting vaccinations. People were getting tested. How's it looking this week?
Oh, it's looking great. We're in the red tier, as everybody knows, and some businesses are starting to reopen. I think we're on a really good path forward. We need to make sure that everybody, even if you're vaccinated, continues to use a mask, continues the hand washing and the social distancing, just so that we can get through this. We don't want to see another wave come through of cases. We still have quite a number of folks out there who aren't eligible for vaccines, so we all need to follow the guidelines so that we protect each other, protect our community, and can continue to open up our economy. I do want to say that we have really good news. Our Crab and Wine event is this next weekend.
Right.
And we did sell out, so that's going to be a fun event. It'll be streamed on YouTube, so you can take a look at that. We'll
all
have
right.
some links on our website, of course, for that. And we welcome this week a new physician to our staff, Dr. Patricia Chico, who's a bilingual, bicultural provider. She speaks fluent Spanish and moved here from Humboldt County. So we're really happy to have her join our team.
I guess the one question I have for you is, how about the amount of vaccine coming to the coast? Are we still getting, hopefully, what we are anticipating every week?
Yes, it always depends on what the county gets. And this week and probably next week, we'll be doing second vaccines only and not doing first-time vaccines, just due to the sheer volume that we have. We have over 700 second vaccines to do tomorrow.
Whoa.
And next week, we'll have over 900.
So it's a case of catch up now, where we have to get people get their second vaccine, and then you can start people up again on that first one.
Exactly. And I think that we're starting to see that we've really saturated well the tiers of approved people. If you're out there and know of someone, or you yourself are thinking that you're in a list that's eligible for a vaccine and you want one, please give us a call at 964-1251. We will either make you an appointment or we'll put you on our waiting list and then get you in as soon as we have first doses available. As you know, sometimes people no-show for their vaccine appointments.
Right.
Or they've decided they're not going to get the second one for whatever reason. So sometimes there are extra doses, and we do first dose on a second dose clinic. You know, that mm-hmm. can happen. You might get a last-minute call to come on down for the vaccine. But with the Adventist Health efforts and our efforts, and then recently some public health efforts on the coast, we're doing really well with getting our public vaccinated. And yesterday I was talking to Supervisor Ted Williams. He estimates that the county may be at almost 50% of our eligible population vaccinated.
Wow, the entire county. Whoa, that's great.
Yeah, it seems like we're really getting close. I knew last week that we were over 30%. That came from the public health officer, but Supervisor Williams seems to think that we've kind of grown by leaps and bounds. And as we know, in Fort Bragg alone, or along the coast between Casper and Fort Bragg, last week there were 1,500 vaccines given out.
Boy. Oh, my. All right. Anything else you want to send our way?
No, well, just hello to everybody. Thank you. And it looks like it's going to rain tomorrow. We may have to switch to people coming inside for their vaccine instead of doing it drive-through. So just watch out. We'll have people there directing the traffic on where to go and what to do.
All right. So come to the same location, but you may go inside. All right.
Yes.
All right. Lucretia, thanks so much for being with us today. Lucretia Renteria, the Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Rogalski here from the coast.